Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news today.
Talk, if you can, for a moment about the safety. What have you learned about serious side effects in this vaccine? Do you anticipate or maybe stay up at night thinking about the possibility you're going to have to go back in the lab at some point and come up with something better?
Many of your medicines, we know from the COVID vaccine, very effective, very welcome. The logistics around that vaccine were not straightforward because of the new technology.
It's not like we control the world.
All rise for the reptilian anthem.
Let's get down to business.
Oh, son of a bitch.
That's a little bit of fun from Netflix. About a throw in a David Icahn conspiracy in our faces. Now, I don't think the globalists are reptoids, but they might as well be soulless. Evil creatures that aren't human because they are trying to artificially create life forms, and they've been successful, that aren't even made out of plant or animal life crossed together, but that are completely synthetic and artificial, and that's what the whole COVID so-called 19 injections are. To say that the bottom has fallen out of the whole COVID-19 takeover plan is an understatement, and the developments every few days top the previous most insane developments. The stack of news over here is mainstream. Oxford University's medical unit has put out a study. There are literally hundreds of other studies showing the same thing, that you are 44 times more likely to contract COVID if you've had these shots. So a so-called vaccine that actually makes you contract it, and in the other studies, you're way more likely to get sick or die. They knew this from the beginning. It was in the documents that came out in October of 2000. I just want to leave that here for now. We're going to be coming back to it later. We obviously have the aftermath of the ongoing carnage. Now, the tropical storm Ian, that was a Category 5 hurricane, was slammed in. The sheriff's departments are reporting they expect there to be hundreds of dead. Roger Stone is on the east coast of Florida, but his power recently only came back. He'll be reporting from Florida for us coming up in the second hour and covering 40 days from the midterms, the latest January 6th propaganda, and more. I will also open the phones up today in the third hour, as we opened them up in the second hour yesterday. But the images of sharks swimming down the highways and water flooding even to the second floor of some hotels is dramatic, and we will be going over all of that and praying for the folks in Florida, and then looking at the mainstream corporate enemy of the people media, like The View, saying that this happened because DeSantis was elected. Now, if you think that idiocy should not be top, Kamala Harris, who is not geriatric, who does not have the later onset of dementia, but is just a complete empty suit puppet, has come out and said that the United States shares a very important relationship with an alliance with the Republic of North Korea. We are currently at war with North Korea since the armistice and the ceasefire back in the 1950s. But that is a ceasefire. We are at war with North Korea. And she says that they are our very important ally in the region, North Korea. I mean, that's who they want. Alzheimer's patients, idiots, morons, pedophiles, scum. There's so much more coming up today. Google has censored the new Prime Minister of Italy's speech because it was true. So much more coming up.
The biggest sale of 2022 is now live. It's only running in the last week of September and the first week of October. Dozens of our best-selling products are finally back in stock, and they're 40 to 50% off across the board. And the most important of them all is Survival Shield X3. All three types of the very best iodine documented to not just boost your libido, your stamina, your health, your energy, your cells, your immune system, but to overall give you more energy. It's the foundation of everything from energy to fertility. X3, 50% off, is finally back in stock exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. You've heard the callers. You've seen the rave reviews. Now experience X3 for yourself exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off. And while you're there, check out some of the other great products that are finally back in stock and massively discounted as well. Part of the InfoWars Store Super Sale running for 2 weeks only. Again, X3 back in stock, 50% off.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
What have all military historians and current analysts warned of with this ongoing war with Russia, the proxy war now turning into a full-fledged war, threatening nuclear war in Ukraine? Escalation. And that's happening on every front now with the Nord Stream 1 and Nord Stream 2 pipelines, both confirmed to be attacked in Western-controlled sectors. The Russian government officially saying that NATO and the United States blew up the pipelines. And I even had Russophobe on, Joel Skousen, who's a smart guy, but he's definitely anti-Russian, anti-communist Russian, anti-Putin Russian. He agrees the analysis is clear that Biden and the New World Order blew up both pipelines. And it looks like Nord Stream 2, they're saying, can never be repaired. What that will do economically to Europe will be beyond devastating. It'll be felt here in a big way. The ongoing destruction of civilization and human infrastructure, they promise you, you'll own nothing, have nothing, and like it. They promise you an end to fossil fuels one way or another. And Biden promised, as well as Victoria Nuland, the State Department, to get rid of those pipelines if Russia invaded Ukraine. So what's the next escalation? That's a big question everybody should be having. But listen, we got communist China expanding across the South China Sea, moving into areas as far south as Vietnam and, of course, the Philippines. And you've got Russia and that huge war, that proxy war expanding. And we've got open borders and fentanyl being shipped in and human smuggling and devaluation of currencies. All this is happening, but at least we've got an alliance. At least we've got North Korea. Here is the vice president talking about the incredible, very important relationship we have and the alliance the United States has with Kim Jong-un.
So the United States shares a very important relationship, which is an alliance with the Republic of North Korea. And it is an alliance that is strong and enduring.
That's right. And we have a president that, from even a month ago, looked like he had the second phase of dementia. Now is obviously the third and final phase. Does not know what planet he's on. But don't worry, he's got control of the nuclear weapons. This is where we live. This is what's happening. And now there are governments in the UK, Australia, Germany, and now the U.S. government is promising to put bugs in the school children's food. Oh, you don't want a bug as an adult? Well, as a child, you'll be made to eat it. And the keratin, or the shell, their armored shell of the bugs is extremely toxic and extremely bad for you and causes liver failure and bone cancer, amongst all the other wonderful things. There's the Washington Post. Insects, a new nutritious ingredient for school lunches, and it's being rolled out. Eat the bugs. UK school children fed insects to encourage sustainability. It's for the earth. WEF endorses bugs and insects force-fed to children, now happening in 1,000 Australian public schools. Lock you in your house, make you have a digital ID, inject you with deadly poison, and make you eat the bugs. Isn't that just sweet? Got to get them while they're young. And whether you're in Australia or the U.S. or Germany or Canada, they have drag queen pedophile story time as well, where grotesque fat men dressed like clowns have small children sit on their swollen waistlines. So that's where we are, ladies and gentlemen. Total dehumanization, training us to accept absolute tyranny. But humanity is rejecting it. If we adapt to the tyranny, if we submit to the tyranny, if we continue to go into mass Stockholm syndrome and learn helplessness and create a normalcy bias in the Overton window of pedophile story time and open borders and human smuggling and annihilated currencies and needles and feces all over the ground and defunded police and massive crime and war and surveillance and censorship. If we put up with that, can you imagine what they're normalizing us for dystopia for? Well, you'll own nothing, you'll have nothing, and you'll like it. You'll live in a 200-square-foot coffin apartment. You'll be bathed in 5 and 6G radiation. You will be killed by this technological metamorphosis of the transhumanist being carried out against the population of Earth. So let me tell you what's coming up today. All the information, the latest developments on Hurricane Ian, that is now a tropical storm and has caused massive devastation. The fact that the meteorologist said it was going to be a very serious storm was not hype, but it was worse than many expected. We'll be tracking that. Then meanwhile, officials say Nord Stream pipeline sabotage. Pentagon won't say by who, but Russia says it was NATO and the United States. Google silences women. YouTube removes Georgia Maloney's viral speech about how they want to turn us into commodities and destroy our families. We'll be playing the short speech, the full speech. It's 14 minutes long. I'm going to add it under the live show feed today at Infowars.com. Continuing, the massive poison shot known as the COVID-19 vaccine news is unbelievably powerful. I have more than 15 new studies and mass reports and top scientists going public. We're going to be giving you those headlines. Here's the first one. Vaccination increases infection risk by 44%, Oxford study finds. We already knew that, but it gets worse. We're going to be covering that. They definitely don't want this information getting out, but now they're having to admit it to cover their ass and act like it was a mistake. Remember in the SPARS 2025, 2028, globalist John Hopkins, UN, Bill Gates document, they chronicle, set in the year 2020 to 2023, but set in the year 2025, 2028, the exact battle plan. A year and a half into the shots, they then admit they're deadly and erase your immune system and cause cancer and heart attacks. That then causes destruction of confidence in government and the system and a further collapse. Then they hit you with another virus. It's all been planned, all been blueprinted. You ask, why would they put it in a battle plan? Well, they call it a drill so they can walk around with an operational attack profile, an operational mission planning guide given to their people, and they can't get caught or go to jail because, oh, it's just a drill of the exact same thing happening just in real time, not in the future. But it's okay. The FDA has a new definition of what you can call healthy on a package. And guess what? It's stuff that's incredibly unhealthy. Carbohydrates, sugar, they want the protein and they want the fat cut because all the studies show good, clean protein and good, clean fat is so good for every cell in your body, so good for your arteries, so good for your heart. It's trans fats, artificial fats, boiled fats, cooked fats that are deadly, 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 deadly. Lean steak is amazingly good. Lean chicken is incredibly good. Cooked fish or uncooked fish, incredibly good. But what is bad? There are some things that are so-called natural that are not good. Let's just say it. Fast-cooked bacon is a ticket to the heart attack. It's natural, but it's a burned fat. Going to have bacon? Better cook it slow. I'm telling myself that. I love crispy burned bacon. One of my favorites. On a sandwich with onions and lettuce and cheese and an egg. Oh, my goodness. Fried egg sandwich. But instead of cooking my bacon in 5 minutes, when I have bacon a few days a week, I cook it for 20. It even tastes better. Just don't be lazy about it. But everything else they tell you is a lie. Yeah, you want colon cancer? Eat well-done steaks. Want to live to 100? Eat rare steaks. And they know it, and they understand it, and they're attacking the truth and what's healthy. That's all coming up. Getting hungry. Talking about this. And then huge economy news. Economy news. The economies are coming. Huge economic news. Huge economic news. This is really important with Larry Summers, the architect of the collapse we're in, trying to leave Biden holding the bag. As I've said a lot, I hate Biden, can't stand Biden, wish Biden was in prison, wish he was removed right now, but he's a puppet, and so he's a minion of Obama and Larry Summers. They're now setting him up and blaming him. We've got that as well. A lot of new electric car news. We've just got so much to break down here today. Roger Stone had his power off until this morning. He's in Florida. He'll be popping in on a host of issues next hour. And he'll be with us about 30, 40 minutes. And then I'll give the number out at the end of the next hour and start taking calls in the last segment of the second hour. Just like we took our calls yesterday, we're going to do it again today. The calls are always informative, always a great wild card, always amazing. InfoWars.com. Tomorrow's news today. And save InfoWars.com. We'll be right back.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Pipeline confirmed to be blown up, actually Nord Stream 1 and Nord Stream 2, with all the different angles of this. This is the biggest escalation in the war yet, and it shows how we are in a 21st century war and what that is really going to be signifying and meaning. That's coming up next segment. But first, let's get into the hurricane. Hurricane Ian. It is so disgusting to watch the corporate press and the left, from ABC with The View to CNN to MSNBC to all of them, particularly the public schools brainwashing the children that it's their fault hurricanes are here and that we're having the worst hurricanes ever. The truth is, we went over the documents and NOAA, the federal government's own numbers, that hurricanes the last 50 years, really 60 years, have been declining from what they were previously reported, and that's believed to be tied to sunspots, the main driver. But that said, if you are in areas that get hit by hurricanes, they're no joke. And the sheriff's departments are estimating hundreds of people will be dead. The storm surge was as high as 15 feet tall and went in to some areas up to a mile to 10 miles into the Florida coastline. This was an extremely serious situation. It's an ongoing situation. Got a lot of heroes that are working on for the power companies and for the fire departments and for law enforcement that are going into this situation and are risking their lives to try to get the power back on and to save people. But yes, just because you've lived through other hurricanes, when DeSantis told people in those areas to get out, he meant it. And folks should have gotten out. I know a lot of people are elderly. They don't have a place to go. A lot of people don't want to go to the nursing home. Their family doesn't visit them, so they're stuck in their house. And the reports are water got in the second floors and first floors where people live, and there's going to be a lot of dead. So we need to pray for the survivors and pray for people that have lost family. But Florida is the fastest growing state. It will rebuild. Storms are just part of the world, part of life. If you don't have hurricanes because you live inland, you have tornadoes and wildfires. And so you replace one problem with another. The only thing that is constant is change in this universe and in this world. Hurricane Ian updates. Florida Sheriff says fatalities are in the hundreds after monster storm that is now a tropical storm. Ian becomes tropical storm after catastrophic hurricane strike. Hurricane Ian batters Florida's coast with catastrophic fury. People trapped, 2.5 million without power as Ian drenches Florida. Nine lives. Good Samaritan risked life to rescue cat perched on air conditioner as raging waters from Hurricane Ian surround it. Pretty powerful video on InfoWars.com. Ian's path of ruin. We'll be going over that with Roger Stone next hour. Governor DeSantis says Hurricane Ian is a 500-year event as stunned Florida residents wake up to utter devastation after tsunami-style floods killed hundreds as 50 National Guard choppers begin search and rescue operations. Meanwhile, piling on to this tragedy are the disgusting, lying, anti-gun, anti-family, anti-America, anti-free speech harpies at The View. And what have they said? Here's a quote. And now his state is getting hit with one of the worst hurricanes. The View thinks the Hurricane Ian is a direct result of Governor DeSantis' stance on climate change. This is superstition. This is voodoo. This is idiocy. But that's why they've dumbed people down in the school system by design. It's in the government documents in the last 60 years, where large portions of people believe that your cars or your air conditioning caused this storm. Remember the Spanish Armada, thousands of ships that was going to invade England, what was it, 400 years ago? And what destroyed them? An Atlantic storm, an Atlantic hurricane. when the Chinese had a multi-thousand group of ships hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years ago, what was it, 500 plus years ago, about to invade Japan with 10 to 1 troops, a huge storm, because they didn't have satellites then, a typhoon in the Pacific, the storms are called typhoons, the Atlantic are called hurricanes, I know most listeners know that in case there's young people tuning in, and Japan developed the term kamikaze out of that, meaning divine wind, because almost all the ships were destroyed by the typhoon or the cyclone. So we go through history, and there are thousands of examples of navies, thousands. It's been written about more than 100 times by the Greeks, hundreds of times by the Romans, where their enemies were coming to get them or they were going to get somebody, and then a storm would come and destroy them or damage their fleet. And again, I know our listeners get this. I'm not insulting your intelligence. We have a lot of new listeners that don't understand that there's always been storms. In fact, when you guys punch up storms, just go to YouTube. Time lapse of storms on Jupiter. Our storms, maximum speed is about 170 miles an hour on Earth. The storms on Jupiter get up to several thousand miles an hour. Boy, you wouldn't want to be in one of those on that gas giant. Plus, the gravity would tear you to pieces. So those are gigantic storms on Jupiter. And they have nothing to do now. I know our general listeners know this, but when I had one of the heads of the Rothschild dynasty on 15 years ago, it's in my film Endgame, a clip of it. He was saying, he had a children's book out about how polar bears can't swim. Now by the year 2017, all the coast will be flooded and the ice caps will be totally melted, which wasn't true. And I said to him, I said, well, I got articles from NASA and articles out of the Discovery Channel right here that telescopes show that the ice caps on Mars are melting. And he said, well, that's because of the sun. And I said, I know. And he said, well, because of the sun, they're getting bigger. And I just said they're getting smaller. These people know what they're doing. The Rothschild's smart. But he was thinking my audience was a group of morons. So I'm going to show Jupiter again. You guys found an actual time lapse, not just an artist rendering of it. Now, that's a time lapse sped up, but those are multi-thousand mile an hour gas storms on the surface of the gas giant. As you get deeper in, it's got a gas core. Many scientists believe it's an unignited star. When there's enough pressure from it, they will ignite and you get a sun. So the point is that we've always had storms. We have storms on this planet. We're orbiting a sun. The sun is the main driver of climate. And I know I'm harping on simple things. This sounds ridiculous to regular listeners. It's like me telling you 2 + 2 = 4. But the general public does not know this. We'll go ahead and play the clip from The View. Here it is.
Here's the quote from Governor DeSantis about climate change. Quote, I am not in the pews of the church of the global warming leftists. This is what he thinks about climate change. And now his state is getting hit with one of the worst hurricanes that they will ever see.
DeSantis is right. This is a cult of superstition and idiocy. Whether it was the Aztecs or many other ancient cultures, they would tell their people, do what we say, we eat human sacrifices, or the sun will be eaten by a snake tomorrow. They would know the days of the eclipse. Then when the sun disappeared at high noon, people panic and say, make it come back. They'd cut some hearts out. It would come back, and they would then believe that the priests were God. It's very simple superstition. It's mind control. It's Stockholm Syndrome. We'll be right back.
By the will of God, and by God working through you and your support, InfoWars continues to persevere against attacks never before seen in the Western world against independent media. Thanks for keeping me in the fight. And over the years, you have come to the table. You have stepped to the plate so many times and kept InfoWars and free speech on the air, and I thank you. But now, I have my own legal bills that have reached the point that I can't pay them, and I need your support. So if you want to keep this operation moving forward, if you want to back me in this fight against the globalists, please visit SaveInfoWars.com. And SaveInfoWars.com takes you to a URL that gives him go for direct Alex Jones Legal Defense Fund. This whole phase of their attacks, 4 years in the making, is almost over. And right at the end, we're not giving up, we're not giving in, but we could give out. So please, if you support what we're doing and want to fight for liberty and freedom and justice in the future, go to SaveInfoWars.com today.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Okay, my friends, we are back. Your calls are coming up in the third hour. Roger Stone joins us in the second with so much important news. And he's in Florida. We'll talk about the terrible hurricane and the ongoing carnage and aftermath. But I want to get to the escalation in Ukraine, the escalation of the Baltic Sea and other areas. I've done a deep dive on this the last 3 days. And we know what happened now, and I'm going to be laying out the facts here. But I've taken my time to get this straight. And the confluence of different things that developed in and around this, and the statements by Biden, Victoria Nuland, the U.S. Navy ship that has submersible submarines with Navy SEALs, SEAL Team 10, being in that area in the last month, all the things that just unfolded, along with the CIA's own admissions, tell us exactly who did this. And there's one other big piece of information that ties into it. A massive new gas pipeline, get ready for it, opened the same day 3 days ago when Nord Stream 2 blew up. Nord Stream 1 also got blown up in a U.S. NATO-controlled area. That's all confirmed. Did you hear me? They opened the new pipeline the day they blew up the Russian pipelines. And the corporate media is in overdrive saying Vladimir Putin would do this when it was his leverage over Europe and how they're making a large part of the money propping up Russia right now. Norway-Poland gas pipeline opens in key move to cut dependency on Russia. Absolutely insane. It opened on the 27th. It was tested on the 26th. The pipelines were blown up on the 26th. I'm going to say that again. Not just Biden saying they take out the pipeline. It's not just Victoria Nuland. It's not just the Navy ship that delivers submersible underwater demolition troops, sailors. It's not just the timing. It's not just who stands to benefit. But the day they have the Baltic pipeline inauguration and turn it on is the day the Russian pipelines turn off. You're going to take one oxygen tank off when you're deep diving. You want to have another tank with you that you test and then put in your mouth and then remove the other. They literally turned off the Russian gas, blew it up, and then turned on their pipeline. I mean, wow. Wow is all I can say. And they want the Russians to know it while the West sits back and pretends they don't know what happened as a provocation to get the Russians to strike back. Just like the school shootings with men in black uniforms and the attacks on military bases and conscription centers. This is just unbelievable. Here's some of the headlines. Officials say Nord Stream pipeline sabotage, but won't admit who did it. Germany believes high explosive devices equivalent to 500 kilograms of TNT has destroyed Nord Stream. Russia calls UN Security Council meeting over pipeline, blames United States for terrorist attack. Russia says Nord Stream leaks occurred in zone controlled by U.S. intelligence. That's Nord Stream 1. Reuters. U.S. military official. Jury still out on Nord Stream pipeline sabotage. And it just goes on from there. These people think we are complete idiots. White House denies claims of destroying pipeline like they said they would do. And now you see Russia blew up their own pipeline, but not just the Norwegian EU pipeline that's right next to it and just opened today. That's right. Did you hear that? There is the new pipeline that just opened, and it runs right along the Russian pipeline. But that one didn't get bombed. And what do you think will happen now if the Russians send a submarine in to blow up the new pipeline? You see, Russia blew up their own pipeline, but not the Norway-EU pipeline that's right next to it. It just opened on the same day. 65D undersea chess. Jack Posobiec being sarcastic. And he would know he's in naval intelligence. The Baltic pipeline from Norway to Poland opens up the day in the Baltic Sea that Nord Stream 2 is blown up. Right as Europe was buckling and about to accept the opening of the already completed pipeline. Of course, who else shut down pipelines here in the U.S.? Oh, Joe Biden, after the Keystone pipeline, after a decade of building, was completed, would have lowered oil prices massively, but sorry. Would have given us hundreds of thousands of jobs, but sorry, it's turned off too. I bet the Russians turned off Keystone pipeline. Hell, they say DeSantis caused the hurricane. That's just as mindless. Did you know Biden didn't turn off the Keystone pipeline? No. Did you know a year and a half ago when they wouldn't turn on the power, when the feds wouldn't let Texas turn up the coal power plants to give us enough power during that Blue Norther, during that that winter polar vortex? Did you know that was Putin did that? Yeah. Here it is, Nord Stream 1, the Nord Stream 2. We've got the new EU pipeline, and it's just fine, ladies and gentlemen. In fact, here's Politico. Same folks tell you white supremacy is just everywhere, and the two men can have a baby. Everything's pointing to Russia. U.S. EU officials on edge over pipeline explosions. Oh, they're on edge. They're so worried about it. And here's an interesting fact sheet. Did you know that 99% of the world's data and communications traffic is shared through undersea cables, internet banking, email, texting? What happens if the Russians or the Chinese start targeting those? Because the West has clearly started it. Drew first blood, opened the door for that to happen. We're going to be getting more of that today as the broadcast unfolds. But that leads me to this stat that out of all of them is the most important. Yes, Florida is very important, but hundreds dying is not potentially billions dying from nuclear war, but it's still very serious. But what's even bigger than potential of World War III? Well, that's the biomedical World War III, the genocide being carried out through the poison injections and more. And next segment, we're going to get into, again, the biggest developments yet. 2.5 years ago, when we first chronicled and forecast all this, I told you, when this all comes out, you will see the biggest news ever about the New World Order, and they'll try to hide this in plain view and hope it's so shocking the public can't deal with it. And so in the last few months, every few weeks, I'd say this is the biggest news. But now it's all coming out in a crescendo. It's all being brought out to light. So now every day it gets topped with the news. I wonder what's going to come out tomorrow. We'll tell you what's coming out today when we come back on the other side. And ladies and gentlemen, I can't think of a broadcast out there or a group of listeners and activist viewers that are more important. We are a family. InfoWars is incredible. I'm so blessed to be at the helm of this operation, and I'm humbled. And we're going to make it through these times with God's help. But I can't imagine a world where InfoWars is not on air. And so it's been nip and tuck. It's been a long-term battle, a marathon fight against the globalists. And so I'm asking you to take action today, to make the decision now, and to be part of a win-win situation. Or a non-zero-sum game, a 360 win, the term I coin. It's very simple. Boost your health, boost your stamina, boost your libido, boost your immune system. Number one, clean out your cells and be healthy. Get incredible top-of-the-line products and fund the InfoWar today. Make the decision. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and take advantage of the InfoWars Store Super Sale, the biggest sale of 2022 yet, with Survival Shield X3. Oh, the missing link. If you take one of the supplements, it's that. Sold out for months, back in stock, 50% off. Brain Force Ultra, back in stock, 50% off. Brain Force Plus, back in stock, 50% off. DNA Force Plus, incredible for your cells and body. Man, it's amazing. 50% off. Fizzy Magnesium, 50% off. Organic Green Fibers, 50% off. Supernova Vitality, Female Vitality, 50% off. Ultimate Krill Oil, back in stock, 40% off. The list goes on and on. The Trifecta for your immune system, vitamin D3 with calcium, gummies. Vasobeats complete for your heart, cardiovascular, ultimate fish oil, ultimate krill oil. It's all back in stock, 40 to 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com. And you can get signed copies of The Great Reset. That's a fundraiser at InfoWarsStore.com. Please take action now. We'll be right back.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Scientist now goes public.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
Talk, if you can, for a moment about the safety. What have you learned about serious side effects in this vaccine? Do you anticipate or maybe stay up at night thinking about the possibility you're going to have to go back in the lab at some point and come up with something better?
Many of your medicines, we know from the COVID vaccine, very effective, very welcome. The logistics around that vaccine were not straightforward because of the new technology.
It's not like we control the world.
All rise for the reptilian anthem.
Let's get down to business.
Let's talk about Raptoids. Be sure to follow these do's and don'ts to avoid a diplomatic incident. Do offer them a cricket, mouse, or vole out of your pocket. Fun fact about voles, a vole ate my father. Don't use loaded phrases like hissy fit or see you later, alligator.
Got it. Be respectful.
So when do we talk about the orgies?
Oh, come on.
So the song Shake It Off was about how I shed my skin every 1,000 years. And the song Bad Blood was about how I drink blood out of my Grammys.
A toast to blood.
Save some blood for Paul Rudd.
I gave you my kidney.
And it was delicious.
Reagan, meet my favorite reptoid zentatives, Barb Shrike and Zarthax Griswold Walton of the Reptoid High Council.
Good evening, your lizardness.
We reptoids have had a great decade. Thanks to propaganda in the media, we have made society more tolerant of our kind, from the Geico gecko to the Shape of Water. We even got K. Rule in Smash! We did it, everyone! The world temperature is rising. The time is coming, brethren. Soon we shall fulfill the prophecy, overthrow humanity, and become the true rulers of the world!
Oh, son of a bitch.
Having a little fun there. No, I don't believe the globalists are actually reptoids, but they are evil, they are anti-human. And they are injecting us with poison that mutates our DNA, and they think they're God. All right, so let's get really serious now here, because this isn't a joke. In the Pentagon, John Hopkins developed war game plan, put out 2 years before they launched COVID-19, in late 2019. They put it out in 2017. SPARS 2023 is the real number. SPARS 2020-2023 is when they actually launched the attack. But the document's called SPARS 2025-2028. If you go to band.video, it's got close to 4 million views. We did a two-hour special report going over the entire document, or large portions of the entire document. And it even has the same tweets put out on the same days that they actually put out in the real world in 2000 and 2001, and it goes into 2003. They just changed the acronyms in the tweets put out by the same agencies, so they would have a battle plan of what to say and what to do in real time. And so if they got caught with the battle plan, it wouldn't be a plan for a biological attack on America through the virus and then through the vaccine. It would just be a drill. Emergency Saturday broadcast, world shocked by SPARS 2025-2028 document. And I'm going to have that reposted to Infowars.com front page under the live show feed today. Very, very important for everybody to get that and to share that, because we're living it. And it describes how there'd be opposition to the shots, and then how about 6 months in it would start coming out that it actually would give you the disease. They describe a COVID-like disease, respiratory disease out of China. And then describe about a year into it, they would start having people from the health services defect and say it was wrong to do. And then within 2 years of releasing the deadly vaccine, they would then admit that it was lab-grown, and they would then admit that it didn't work, and that they would remove the heads of Big Pharma, and there'd be a bunch of punishment, but that there would then be a biomedical state brought in to basically oversee all of Big Pharma, which is what Big Pharma wants, is to be merged in with the United Nations and the World Economic Forum. So they describe the whole process of how they're going to hit us, how they're going to kill us, and how they're then going to get away with it. So think about what's come out in the documents from Pfizer, the federal court order, that they knew in the trials it was killing people. They said they did it without trials. They actually did trials, and it killed people. Killed large numbers of people. They then worked with big tech and the White House, especially under Biden, to suppress any opposition to it. Vaccination increases risk by 44%, new Oxford study finds. Wow, that's pretty big. We told you that 2 years ago. And it increases hospitalization and death. Remember, it was 100% effective, then 94% effective, then 80% effective, then 72% effective, then 67% effective, then 61% effective, then 55% effective, then 44% effective, then 40% effective. And now it's not effective. It gives you COVID, makes you get sick, and in many cases kills you. And that's just the early effects. Here's the new big study. Associations of BMI with COVID-19 vaccine uptake, vaccine effectiveness, and risk of severe COVID-19 outcomes after vaccination in England, a population-based cohort study. By Oxford. Isn't that just interesting? Got this new report. Famous pro-vaccine doctor suspects Pfizer booster shot sent his cancer into overdrive. Well, a year and a half ago in Germany, where they started the shots like the UK first, it was in a major study of pathology, and then another major study from one of the top cancer research treatment facilities in Germany, where they did their own study on cancer patients given the Pfizer and Moderna shots. And they found whether it was lymphomic cancer or skin cancer or bone cancer or brain cancer or liver cancer, it didn't matter. It gave explosive acceleration. People whose tumors had been removed, people whose tumors weren't growing, people that were in complete remission would have explosive, in almost every case, accelerated growth and death. In fact, one of the big German studies was being conducted by a doctor who'd formerly run the facility on himself. And as part of the study, he went ahead and took the second shot, and it killed him. He said, in the interest of medicine, since we push this on the public, I'm taking the second dose. He was dead a month later. Unbelievably wicked. And it continues. Now they admit women that are breastfeeding that take the shot pass on the messenger mRNA to the children, causing serious health problems. There's a new study out. Hydroxychloroquine blocks SARS-CoV-2 entry into the pathway in the body in mammalian cell cultures. But, of course, they blocked it for the public because they wanted you to die. Doctor turns against messenger mRNA. COVID-19 vaccines calls for global pause. Very respected scientist and doctor based in Maryland. Let's play a short clip of Dr. Asim Malhotra. Breaks down being double jabbed. He says we need to suspend these shots now.
Double jabbed and being one of the first to take the Pfizer vaccine, I have, after several months, critically appraising the data, speaking to eminent scientists in Oxford, Stanford, and Harvard, speaking to two investigative medical journalists, and being contacted by two Pfizer whistleblowers, reluctantly concluded that this vaccine is not completely safe and has unprecedented harms, which leads me to conclude that it needs to be suspended until all the raw data has been released for independent analysis.
Now, what does the SPARS 2025-2028 document say? Go read it for yourself. It's online. John Hopkins, Rockefeller Foundation, you name it. What does it say? It says within 2 years, the public will discover it's erasing your immune system, giving a myocarditis, cancer, infertility. Then all these scientists will come out against it, but that won't matter because the public would have already found out it doesn't work and hurts them. So we'll bring it out. We estimate within 2 years that it doesn't help you and hurts you after we've already hit as many people as we can. So remember what we showed you last week from the UN zone international numbers in the Western world where they've taken this. Pfizer and Moderna shots. 99%+ reduction in taking the shots. No one's taking it. Almost no one's buying it. Less than 1% of just Stockholm Syndrome brainwashed slaves are. Unbelievable. And now, oh, they can tell you, sorry, we did this to you. You know, why would they do this? Because they're just normalizing killing you. Just like Bayer giving tens of millions of people HIV and hepatitis, knowingly putting hepatitis and HIV in their factory product on record, mainstream news. Vioxx knew it would kill tens of millions of people. It killed 2 million in the U.S. alone. They try to say it killed 500,000, or, you know, the earlier numbers were 60,000. No, it's 2 million. Heart attacks. Young people. Vioxx. They knew and they did it. The company developed OxyContin, had it in their own documents when they developed it 20 years ago that would make everybody...
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from 2 mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my limited function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.